everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds. And if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass. This is over and over again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there, and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horrorcane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
We come to you Monday through Friday. That's 12 noon in Hawaii, 2 p.m. Pacific time, and 5 p.m. on the East Coast. And we want to thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com/4948. If you are not a sponsor, actually, of the affiliate program, please sign up today. You will get great commissions, as well as be able to turn people on to awesome products and get discounts on them as well. You'll be supporting Late Night in the Midlands, which is this network, as well as the Horrorcane Hour. So we thank you to all the affiliates out there. Thank you also to HealthyWorldStore.com. Check out the 528 section today. Awesome products infused with 528. We also have Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs on the site. Also, we want to thank TheCureShop.com, that's CureShoppe.com, for their awesome products. And also check out the 528 section and Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs in there. Also, thank you to 528records.com. 528records.com is awesome. If you're a musician, you can upload your original tracks to the site. It will automatically be transposed into the 528 frequency of love and sent back to you in an MP3 file. It will then become part of the music library, and anyone who donates for your music, you will get 60% royalties from that.
You know, this concept of love, it's the answer. I mean, the only answer, basically. It's the universal healer, and this planet really, desperately, urgently needs healing, as we're going to talk about today as we go over some outrageously disgusting news that's coming across our desks now. And really, when you think about it, you know, love is that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart. You know, it's uplifting. It's spiritually blessing. It's just amazing. It's healing. It's sustaining. And it's consistent with the rest of nature. You know, we've advanced a lot of evidence, a lot of science, mathematics, physics, genetics, electrogenetics even, looking at the energy of chlorophyll, the resonant energy of that greenish-yellow color that produces oxygen from plants that we breathe that actually sustains us. Moving through our blood, the oxygen does, delivered by hemoglobin, that has the same sacred geometry, identically, virtually, to chlorophyll. And the Bible talks about the life being in the blood. Well, gee whiz, you know, what's in the blood that carries the life of oxygen is that hemoglobin. And so it's central, it's critical to understanding what creation is all about and the musical mathematical matrix of creation. That's the physics world calls this the quantum field that's laid out in an energy grid based on mathematics. That's actually musical mathematics because music is based on math. And this concept that we're manifested, creatively manifested through a divine design, an intelligent design, is spoken of in not just physics and quantum theory, but also in the religious world. It's called the heavenly kingdom or the kingdom of heaven, where there's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven, said Jesus. And it's the same way in the world of physics. There's nothing missing or broken in the musical mathematical matrix of creation. And so we're looking for miracles on this planet. We absolutely are sure that we've got the technology and the understanding of how creation operates musically, mathematically, fundamentally in the frequency of love, 528 hertz, reflected in the light at the heart of the rainbow. Greenish yellow color of the heart of the rainbow is 528 nanometers of light. That is beaming down from the sun. The heart of the sunshine is 528. We've measured the sound of the sun. NASA recorded it. We've compared the 528 tuning forks to NASA's recording. The sunshine is beaming based on the frequency of love 528. And so there's so many wonderful revelations and blessings that we could be administering. And we need to administer, and that's what this program is about. That's why your sponsorship, your support by buying products from Healthy World Store or from CureShop.com, by listening to the 528 radio, you get healed. It's medicinal music. We're looking for supporters and partners to expand. We've got 8 radio stations now broadcasting on 528 Records and 528 Radio, and it's part of the 528 Love Revolution and 528 Radio Network. 8 radio stations that play everything from 528 Christian music to 528 Motown, 528 Classic Rock, 528 Monkey Man Radio, which is for you punk rockers out there. So we're addressing this with the understanding that we should reach the widest market, the broadest populations. People who, from all walks of life, enjoy and appreciate music, well, why not simply transpose that music and have it become more than simply enjoyable or entertaining? It can become healing. And this planet, as based on the stories that we're going to be covering today, needs healing urgently. And that's what we at the Hurricane Hour and with Michael Vara and the L&M Network, and with your support, we're advancing.
Yeah, we really appreciate all your support. If you go to 528radio.com, there's awesome, awesome listening on there, different genres added in. And we actually have Monkey Man Radio, which is awesome, like Dr. Horowitz mentioned. And it's one of my favorites. I know you have your favorite. So
yeah, my favorite is still classic rock. And I'm in need of a DJ out there, if you're listening out there and you want to volunteer,
there's some shocking moments Monday in the Jody Arias trial. Prosecutors played tapes of Arias repeatedly lying to police about.
Gee whiz, that's interesting. Interference patterns. But I was just saying that if you're a DJ out there, you love music, and especially if you love classic rock, we're in need of help. We actually could use to have another DJ on 528radio.com who basically establishes the playlists for the classic rock station. Also, blues, if you're a blues fan, another DJ that we're looking for a volunteer DJ. And in essence, we give you your own radio station. You can do whatever you want with it, providing that it's loving and uplifting and healing. And basically that we're also having the opportunity to advertise on those radio stations, so that this is potentially even a lucrative opportunity for somebody out there who has the passion. It's what we're looking for. We're looking for honest, passionate, loving people to work with us. And in this particular opportunity, it's in the world of music. So please drop Sherry a line. Maybe you can email Sherry at Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, at SherryKane.com, SherryKane.com.
Yes, awesome. So expecting your emails. you know, we're hearing a lot about how what's happening as far as the Sandy Hook shootings. Well, all the conspiracy theorists out there are claiming that it was a hoax, or a large majority of them are. And these are not really conspiracy theorists as you might imagine them to be. These people are actually what we call counterintelligence propagandists. A lot of people mistake conspiracy theorists for counterintelligence propaganda.
Intentionally. It's done that way to take away people's belief in conspiracies in every regard.
Right. And just recently we were watching CNN where they talked about how there was a professor that was actually putting out the conspiracy that Sandy Hook parents were actors. Well, he wasn't the one that originated these claims. The original claims came from a man named Ed Cherini and also by another man named Alex McGowan Studer.
Yeah, so just let me interject here, Sherry, before you go on. If you're listening out there, again, you know, we're two people, but we have a voice and we reach thousands of people on this network and during this broadcast. And if you're one of those thousands of people who maybe have a friend in CNN or one of the other networks, I think what you should pass on to them is the fact that Sherry Kane and I have done outstanding research exposing the origins of this whole scam, this outrageously hideous propaganda that's claiming that the Sandy Hook massacres didn't happen and that the parents were actors. And this is so unnerving and so repulsing that it deserves our attention, and it also deserves to have a full exposing of who it is that's behind this hideous propaganda campaign to discredit all conspiracy investigators and all conspiracies, and that what it is that we can do about it is actually push and move and pressure the networks to actually identify the people that Sherry is talking about.
And this discrediting of people like us, who they want to label as conspiracy theorists, we actually call ourselves conspiracy realists, but the whole thing that's building this up is, if you watched also Alex Jones in the interview with Piers Morgan, what people labeled him as a conspiracy theorist, and he made people like us look like we were completely crazy. Now, with the addition of the attacks from these so-called conspiracy theorists against the parents of Sandy Hook that have been victimized, have lost children, it's horrible, and also against other people that have helped in this situation, helped the children in some way. There is an article that came out today, and it talks about Gene Rosen, who was a neighbor near the school, near the Sandy Hook Elementary School. He had found six of the children near his driveway. Their teacher had just been shot and killed, and they told him that their teacher was dead and they had no more teacher and they didn't really know how to get home, and they were kind of really in shock. And he brought them into his house and he gave them, you know, stuff, I guess, some water and toys to play with, and he contacted all their parents to come and pick them up. And then finally the parents all came, and then another woman, another parent showed up at the door, and at this point all the parents had already picked up their children. And that parent came to the door, and he opened up the door, and she said, "Is my son there?" And he said, "No, your son's not here." And unfortunately, her son was one of the casualties, but she had hoped that maybe her son had been among the children that had went to his house, because she got a call from one of the other parents saying, you know, "We're going over there to go pick up so-and-so, and maybe, you know, your child is there too." And she was devastated, and all he could remember is that she was screaming. I mean, she was just horrifically screaming.
I mean, I can't even imagine the horror of that. I'm sure you can likewise, you know, have that sense. I mean, you can't even imagine. It's words don't express the grief and the trauma of learning that your baby, your young child, has been murdered. And so it is beyond disgraceful. There's almost no words that can be an adjective to describe the Alex McGowan, Studer, Ed Chiarini, Al Maciot, counterintelligence squad that are outputting these outrageous claims that the children didn't die, the parents are actors.
Yes, and this is the MO of these hideous people. Ed Chiarini is out there telling people that Osama bin Laden and Obama are the same people. And there are actually a lot of people out there that have been hypnotized by this guy. He's a complete idiot. I saw through him from the very beginning, but I can see how people might be confused by what he outputs.
And I want to interject here that Joyce Riley was the woman, the host on her radio show on Genesis Communications Network, that gave Chiarini his initial start in the alternative media and the credibility. And that is an outrageously stupid thing to have been done by Joyce Riley. I've worked with Joyce in the past. We parted company several years ago because I received from Joyce anti-Semitic statements and emails that had to do with businesses and Oxy Silver in particular. And she has subsequently worked with the people that have been trying to destroy my reputation, destroy my companies, and they did a pretty good job at doing that.
And that was like Truat, who is also engaging in that whole KKK type of philosophy. It's called Christian Identity.
And yesterday on the show, we had a great researcher, Nigel Waddington, who, if you get a chance to review the archive from yesterday, goes into, in a very scholarly way, this anti-Semitism and this Zionist card that's being played to divide the people as a ploy to deflect from the fact that the Rockefeller Standard Oil Company, ExxonMobil, and the British Petroleum Company, in bed together as a cartel, are actually directing not simply OPEC and the OPEC nations, but also the global terrorism. And this is how the global cartel continues to operate, by generating propaganda that deflects from what's really happening. Is, for example, in the Sandy Hook massacre, you now have the legislation pending and advancing to take away guns' rights, gun owners' rights, Second Amendment rights. And of course, that's also a violation of First Amendment rights, because you have life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. If you don't have the ability to protect your life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, then you're in big trouble under a corporate fascist regime. And that's where we're at. And so these are the things. This is the function of the Ed Chiarinis, the Al Maciot, the Alex McGowan Studer, and
Peter Boutreau,
Kenadachi, who runs the website educate-yourself.org. These are propaganda mills, and be careful if you go to them.
Because there is some truth sometimes
that
they put out, and that's how they confuse you.
That's how they grab you, because they do have, let's say, 80% truth. But you know what? 80% truth doesn't cut it. It really doesn't cut it. In a world such as we have, where if you don't have the other 20%, such as you don't understand mercury toxicity and the causes of autoimmune diseases through vaccinations, because you're simply getting propaganda, all that, you know, vaccines are safe and effective, or some other thing even that slams vaccine manufacturers, but doesn't even give you the full measure of understanding of why it is that it's urgent that you avoid vaccinations. This is the damage that's caused by what is called controlled opposition. These are opponents of status quo that are controlled and are controlling. They're controlling your brain. If they only feed you 80% truth, in law, that is called a fraud. That's why you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which means no omissions, no misrepresentations. The whole truth, complete, is what is necessary for justice to be rendered. These guys are not into justice, although they're operated, according to the evidence that we have, by the Justice Department. It is the FBI that administers the COINTELPRO on behalf of the CIA and National Security Agency. These guys operate the mind control programs through the media that affects the mass mind and the culture, in which we operate.
Well, I just want to, you know, let everybody know that anyway, this nice man named Gene Rosen, who helped out these young children, he's now being attacked by what they call conspiracy theorists. Actually, he's being attacked by COINTELPRO. It's interesting how now COINTELPRO is labeled conspiracy theorists. How now, you
because
know,
that's a way to discredit the entire operation.
And also protect the government
of
from what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So,
do you understand the psyops that we're talking about, folks? It's a, virtually everything is a psyops. You've bought into every psyops that's been presented to you. In school, you were, you know, brought into the American history psyops that when you really start to dig, Columbus didn't discover America. Duh. You know, you begin to realize that there were bankers that were associated with Abraham Lincoln's assassination that you don't learn about. They were funding the South and the North. You don't get this full measure of understanding unless you dig beyond the superficial presentations that is propaganda.
Yep, it's really, really sick. And if you want to help, you know, the best thing to do would be contact the news media. Like Dr. Horowitz said, there's CNN that you can contact. And
write articles, submit articles to local papers,
and
post them on your own web blogs.
And the people that are sourcing this disinformation, so you know, is a website called labvirus.com. That's labvirus.com. And another website called Well, W-E-L-L, Aware, A-W-A-R-E, .com.
And complain to the hosts who are the disinformation artists, the counterintelligence propagandists. Tell them what you feel about how outrageous they are, how despicable they are, and then send notices to demand that these websites be brought down.
Exactly.
And I know that that's a violation of freedom of speech, and you could probably get a response from, let's say, Google or some of the other internet service providers that are hosting these sites. You'll probably get, you know, kind of like just rebuked. They'll say, oh, we have no control over that. He's a First Amendment right, freedom of speech type of thing. But again, it's worth it to let these people know that they are violating the fundamentals of civilized society, because that's what the psyops does. Like normally, we would respect families who have had tragedies. We would respect losses. We would feel empathy. We would feel remorse that things that may have been done, should have been done, were not done. But you can't get there if you are victim to a psyops, to a psychological operation by a COINTELPRO propagandist, counterintelligence agent that is simply mixing, stirring the pot for deceiving everybody, confusing everybody. That's their psychological operation game. And that has been the primary thing upon which the global cartels have been allowed to get away with genocide.
Exactly. And, you know, there's also a lieutenant that said that he wants to know who's spreading the disinformation out there. And let's hold him to what he says. His name is Lieutenant Vance, V-A-N-C-E, and he is out of the Connecticut State Police.
Okay, so if 50 of you folks called Lieutenant Vance, and Sherry, you've put a couple of calls through to him, right?
The phone just rings. And Seth got a call very early in the morning.
So call early in the morning. It's on the East Coast. Get to the officer. Get to the state police there. Tell them that you're aware, because of the work of Sherry Kane and Dr. Leonard Horowitz as broadcast on this radio show today that is archived, they can listen to it themselves, and that they can learn the people who are actually sourcing this counterintelligence, this hideous propaganda.
Disinformation.
This disinformation is Ed Sherini and this fellow by the name of Alex McGowan Studer, who actually works for Hollywood producers such as Spielberg in film editing. We know this personally because they libeled us with stolen videos, and that we now know who they are. We've tracked them down, and we have not simply ourselves as witnesses. We have Michael Vara. We have a number of other people.
Michael Vara has also been attacked by Ed Sherini, extensively attacked by him. And we also like the videos that Alex McGowan Studer edited are the same exact style as the videos that were edited for the Medical Examiner and for the parents of Sandy Hook
massacre.
So you know the MO, the style of the editing. This guy's a professional editor for Hollywood, and he's freelance actually. And this guy also works on the side to put out disinformation. He's extremely evil and demonic. What he's done to this parent, if it wasn't
what he's
horrible
done to Sherry
enough,
and what he's done to us, yeah, and what he's done to these parents. And so this is a pattern. And folks, we're talking about hard, cold, material evidence. This can indict Alex McGowan Studer, Alma Siat. They work together with Ken Adachi. This is the heart and soul of the counterintelligence squad assigned by the global industrialists. The petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel needs their hit squad operating at the grassroots, infiltrating the patriot movement, persuading the Christian right, involved in the New Age cons. All of this is administered via this organization. It was once called COINTELPRO, FBI directed. They claimed it was over, but in fact, when you start to read the congressional records, you see that it's ongoing today, and these are the guys that are doing it. This is enough material evidence and substantive testimony from various witnesses and victims that the federal investigators and state investigators should be able to bring us a case to arrest these people and put them away for literally these crimes against society.
Yes, exactly, against humanity. So if you ever wondered how you can help these people, how you can help the parents of Sandy Hook, how you can help Michael Vara, how you can help Sherry Kane and Dr. Leonard Horowitz, if you ever wondered how you can do it, this is the best thing you can do is contact the authorities, get enough voices in that we can actually maybe create petitions, that we can actually get these people put away for their crimes. And
then,
that's a good idea.
And
to
then
create
Sherry
a
has a wonderful blog. Her site is sherrykane.com. And if you email Sherry your letters and your protests to the state and federal authorities who are claiming that they're going to be doing something against these atrocious counterintelligence propagandists, then send us a copy of what you've submitted, and we will publish it. You'll be there posted. If you want to have your name there, great. If you don't, if you want to be anonymous, just let us know. If you want a link somewhere from your site to some other thing that's going to support you in your truth-telling efforts, wonderful. We'll be able to supply that for you, too. This is a group effort. We're all in this together. This is an attack against civilized society and literally the way we think about reality. The PSYOPs has got to end with your activism.
Exactly, exactly. And so, you know, it's just really, really important that you, you know, take some consideration into this and possibly help us as much as you can get the message out. If you need the direct links to where the sourcing of this disinformation regarding Sandy Hook is, email me and I can send you the direct links that are posted on those particular websites, labvirus.com and wellaware1.com. And that way you can send them over to the authorities and you have references. So it's not like you're just saying it, you have backup evidence. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Harlcane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the lamestream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrive. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienic, clean, and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow! What a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Again, 1-888-621-7611. 621-7611. Call now to save your smile.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Horrocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And Dr. Len Horowitz here. Thanks for joining us, folks.
Yes, we were just discussing just some terrible, terrible things about what's going on in our society in regards to how conspiracy theorists now are being confused with COINTELPRO. And COINTELPRO is counterintelligence propagandists who are actually coming out and putting out this information regarding Sandy Hook, regarding the parents being actors, which is all just a bunch of lies, and it's disinformation, and it's also really, really damaging and hurtful.
Yeah, that's right, Sherry. You know, I wanted to bring up also on the headlines, there has been a horrible tragedy that occurred in the last 24 hours in Syria. Apparently, there is a very, very aggressive war that's ongoing right now, a civil war that's taking place, and a feud between military organizations within Syria. And I guess there's some confusion still as to who did the bombings, but the university was attacked. There's about 85, 86 people that are dead, mostly students. Now imagine these were students were involved in taking tests and preparing for examinations when all of a sudden their dormitories were literally bombed. And it's believed that the bombs were missiles, military weapons, and that this, again, is part of this tragedy of war. And I'm bringing this up in this context of COINTELPRO because if you start to study the people that are claiming that Sandy Hook was not what it appeared to have been. Those people, I mentioned their names, Alex McGowan Studer, Al Masiat, Ed Sherini, and Ken Adachi. These folks are professional propagandists and that they all subscribe to the same theology. We've determined that that theology that they call, quote, Christian identity, end quote. And that phrase is a psyops because there's nothing Christian about it. It's not identified whatsoever with any legitimate Christian organization or theological presentation that represents Christ's teachings and love. And basically the distillation of the Ten Commandments down to the two most important commandments, to love the creator of the universe with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your brothers and sisters as your brothers and sisters' divine family. And so there's nothing in Christian identity theology. They named it Christian identity theology as a psyops to take advantage of people's respect for Christianity and Jesus. These guys actually believe that Jesus had blonde hair and blue eyes, and they believe that the Pope is Jewish, that the Vatican is run by Jews. They believe that the Rockefellers that are sworn Baptists were Jewish. The claim is that the Jews, the Zionists, are running the planet. And again, a great show to review this subject is yesterday's broadcast with Nigel Waddington. He's the world's preeminent expert. He's not Jewish. He simply is an investigator who has sought the truth and is now telling it. Mm-hmm. And that is the revelation that the Zionist card that's being played is part of the not just KKK, the Ku Klux Klan theology ideology. And it's still out there because you remember in Martin Luther King's day, the FBI infiltrated King's organization and the KKK. They didn't do away with the KKK. They infiltrated its administration to control it. And they're still controlling it to this very day. The propaganda that's outcoming, that's promoting Christian identity theology and the belief in white supremacy ideas is what the COINTELPRO operatives that have done this tragedy on the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre. It is the same people. They are a professional hit squad for controlling and discrediting opposition. They are the opponents, they claim, of the Illuminati and the global industrialists and corporate fascism. But what's clearly a psychological operation is that they discredit themselves, they discredit each other, and they discredit everything that they deal with. That's part of how it works. That's part of the psyops. So people become confused. People don't know what to believe. People get overwhelmed. They're in sensory motor overload. They can't consider what the hell's true, what the hell's false. And thereby, they become apathetic. And then they drop out of the system, making a difference, no longer. Politically inactive, they become victims of the psyops, and they don't even realize it.
Exactly. And, you know, I think there might be some of them that do. They do play the game. I know there are a lot of these people are under the MK Ultra mind control programming, and they may not be aware of it, but there are some of them that are actually – we talked about that the other day, and that's just a really interesting topic. It's like how many of these people are really aware that they are under this mind control? How many of them are aware that they're evil and that they're playing on the evil side? And they mean, is there any part of them that says, well, geez, these people are good people and I'm attacking them? Or why? Or is there anything in their system that ever wakes up and says, well, why am I attacking complete strangers?
Yeah, well, you know, I want to get into that. That's a very important topic because we actually have friends and we really love some of the people that we're talking about. I'm not going to mention who they are or their names, but I'll give you an example. There is a good friend of ours who firmly believes in the alien phenomenon, not to the extent that we do. I mean, we believe that there are extraterrestrials. We believe that there's Nephilim written in the Bible, that there are supermen that were written of old, that were the war heroes, very big, strong, such as Hercules and Samson. Those people are those beings. Clearly, a reasonable person would consider that since we, the planet Earth, is people are one of trillions and trillions of stars, and life would reasonably be expected to exist elsewhere. The problem that we have with our friend is that everything that he's saying is completely consistent with the psyops of believing that we the people are going to somehow be saved by extraterrestrials, by a reptilian
By
a galactic federation of Pleiadians that are going to come and rescue us from the reptilians. Now, that's the whole David Icke fraud. We published a film about a month ago, and it's freely viewable right now on Vimeo. It's called The Death Ray Scandal. So go to deathrayscandal.com, and you'll see the movie. And we show you how David Icke is part of the COINTELPRO with Alex Jones, and Jesse Ventura plays right into it on behalf of Ted Turner and Rupert Murdoch. And that this is the way that these guys have been operating to promote this alien agenda. And frankly, if, you know, and I know, again, my friend is a nice guy, and basically, I know how many drugs the guy's done. And frankly, let me tell you something. If you also go to a website, paulsullafraud.com, you'll see a website that I've published that we're actually in litigation on a defamation complaint we've received, and we're defending against the defamation complaint of an attorney in Hawaii that is an ayahuasca church official and director and propagandist promoter of turn on and drop out, virtually a new religion based on hallucinogenic drugs and the spiritual content that you can receive if you basically take LSD or DMT in ayahuasca. And you'll see what I've done is not only exposed six links, four pretty obvious materially evidenced links to the CIA and the agenda that the CIA had back in the late 60s, pushing acid throughout the college campuses and the urban ghettos to get people engaged in a drug cult. In a drug cult, and as you'll see, the chief scientist, Dr. Stanley Krippner, who is the co-author with the son of Sulla, the attorney, in a paper that uses experimental subjects and gains intelligence for the agency that Dr. Krippner actually worked with and for the CIA under Project Stargate. And the fact is, you know that the movie that was a flop called The Men Who Stare at Goats, the entire military intelligence investigation of remote viewing and dream telepathy was all based on drugs and psychopharmacology. And Eli Lilly and Sandoz companies were just totally in favor of the CIA developing a new religion based on turning on and dropping out, based on hallucinogenic voyages, medicinal journeys, they call it, to go out there and have some experience, visions of God, to bring you into faith that God exists, and that brings you into a new age spiritual cult that a lot of people are engaging in. Now, I bring this up because you don't have to be a clinical pharmacologist or doctor to understand that when you're out there, when you've dropped LSD or ayahuasca, and you are now in a virtual trance state way out in the ozone, and somebody comes along, such as a handler from the CIA, shines a bright light in your face, tells you that he's God, and then instills in your brain a memory of what a wonderful experience you've had, and that God tells you that you are captive of a agenda, a reptilian or a Pleiadian federation, and that you're now in a starship, and that you have this real experience, and that when you wake up and come back to normalcy, you'll have the memory that extraterrestrial existence is real and it's here on planet Earth. Now, this is my take on it based on a massive amount of intelligence gathered over many years. And again, I just updated the website, paulsullafraud.com, that contains a couple pages that deals with Dr. Krippner and the CIA. So you could read that and you can then begin to understand what Sherry's talking about, that these agents that are outputting bizarre things, such as Sandy Hook never happened, or that we human beings are going to be saved by the Federation Galactica, essentially are shattered, they're fractured, they're mind controlled, they're out there, they're in the ozone, but yet look at the damage that they do to society. It is hideous beyond words. You can't even describe or relate to what the parents must be feeling in Sandy Hook after now having to deal with not just the loss of their children, but claims that their actors, that their children didn't die.
Exactly. It's terrible. And for anybody that would take a job like this to put this disinformation out is just unbelievable. It's like, where is your conscience? Where is your humanist, where human blood.
You gotta be so low life, man. What rock did you crawl out from under to do this to humanity, to people, to poor defenseless people? You have got to be either completely criminal and deranged as a psychopath, or the only other thing, the explanation is, as I've mentioned, you're shattered and fractured from a mind control experiment that went wacky in your brain.
And they were most likely abused, sexually abused as children. They went through trauma. And
we see this. We see the symptoms of this in Alma Seat's emails to you, don't we, Sherry? You see one person suddenly goes into a different subpersonality, like a fractured different psyops operating in his own mind, and then he expresses himself as a second and even third person.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that's unbelievable. I still am studying these characters to figure out what makes them tick. It's an interesting study. And I'm always interested in the psychology of humans and finding out really what makes them tick. That's how you understand people better. And in order to understand them, you have to really delve sometimes deep into the darkness of people's minds and wonder, okay, where is this going? And for somebody to do that sort of depraved kind of work has to be completely gone. There has to be no soul left, or the soul has to be, I just think, just
so suppressed.
It's
like no longer there. And you can read it in their mail. You can read it in their writings. Like Jesus said, you shall know them by the fruit of their labor. And what they output is so sour, bitter, just totally disgusting that there can't be the loving soul. There's no loving soul left to being expressed there.
Yep. These counterintelligence operatives that are putting this stuff out about Sandy Hook, they should be locked up. They should be held accountable for what they have done. And so they cannot hurt anybody else any longer. And the MK Ultra programs, the mind control programs that are out there, they should be banned, because the people, I mean, some of them like are doing good. Okay, so people that believe in the Galactic Federation, they're not bad people.
No, again, we have a friend. Basically, he's wonderful.
People.
He's a nice guy. He wants to help people. But again, it's like, let's get in touch with reality.
Right.
Let's get our feet grounded on Earth and say, okay, what is real that we can actually apply to improve the situation on this planet?
But it also helps not really dealing with the situation. When you believe that there's another force out there that's going to come and take you and or help humanity, you don't care about helping the people as much anymore in the real way. Like the children out there, there's 500,000 children that go missing every year. I'm not going to wait for the Galactic Federation to come and help those children. We need to do something right now, because tomorrow could be your child. It does, you know, it's just really horrific. They're being sold from their body parts. They're being used in sex slavery. I mean, children are going missing and nobody really cares. And being used.
People don't care, but you know that.
The majority of the people, they don't care unless it hits their
home.
Their
family. That's true. And guess what? This is now this information, and this is the downfall of even this program. This is media. It's a vicarious living matter. In other words, when you're listening to the messages, you're engaged in entertainment. You're not engaged in living. You're not engaged in activism doing. You may be engaged in learning. This program is about teaching. But you've got to get out there and practically apply the knowledge in a meaningful and constructive way. You've got to make it practical. That's why when Jesus said, you know, my people die of lack of knowledge, the application, it was my people die of lack of applied knowledge. You've got to practically apply the information and the intelligence to make a difference. And so this is what it is that why we encourage you to get on the phones, call the lieutenant in Connecticut, tell them about this program, tell them about what the true links are to the sources of this hideous counterintelligence and the destruction that it is wielding, not simply in the Sandy Hook massacre case, but in virtually every headline news story that it hits the press.
Exactly. Exactly. It's something that needs to be done, and we can't do it alone. We need more voices out there. The more people that are going out there telling people the truth, that is the only way that we're going to get some justice done. That's the only way the parents of these children are going to get justice done. It's just not right to let it just sit there and for people not to do anything when now you know where the sources come from. If you want it, you want to email me, I'll send you the links directly on the websites where they're talking about the Sandy Hook massacre, where the sources are. These are those particular websites. I don't even want to mention them again. I mentioned them earlier in, on the program. They're just
Get in touch with Sherry. Go to Sherry's blog, and she'll have the links and the connections to relay to the authorities. I also want to make you sure that you know that when I say that this psychological operation and the administration of this counterintelligence goes beyond Sandy Hook, another example of that is what I've just posted on Vimeo, a natural cure for global warming thesis that deals with carbon dioxide, that deals with the acidification of the planet from the pollution. So you have acid rain from the burning of the petrochemicals, and you don't have simply acid rain, you've got acid soil, you've got acid people, our bodies have become acidified. The primary cofactor in cancer is acidification of the body chemistry and deoxygen, lacking oxygen. Well, that's precisely like global warming, where you have carbon dioxide going to carbonic acid, causing acid rain, so that the planet is acidified, and our own lifestyles being directed, the foods that we eat, the water we drink, the air that we breathe are all being acidified by the same petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists that are causing and supporting the counterintelligence propagandists, the Truot, Alex McGowan Studer, Ken Adachi, et al. This is the matter. It's not simply one thing. If you can deliver this understanding of how the PSYOPs is operating, then you can contribute to healing virtually every major urgency affecting our planet. And that's, again, review that wonderful, it's a 26-minute presentation that I give on a theory that I'm advancing that is called Natural Cure for Global Warming. It's on Vimeo.
Under Revolution Television.
That's our channel, Revolution Television on Vimeo. And watch, begin to see that when Bill Gates claimed that we need to depopulate 6.5 billion people from this planet through vaccinations and whatever other ways we can reduce populations, he was, again, a counterintelligence propagandist omitting the simplest understandings that I'm delivering in this new presentation online. Again, it comes to you think. If you think the way they preach and you believe in it, then you're disempowered, you're disabled, you're deceived. And the reality is your freedom and everyone's freedom lies in knowing and telling the truth.
Exactly. Well, God bless you all. We have less than a minute left, and we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. Stay tuned, and we'll have more information for you.
Yeah, and again, to support our organizations, go to healthyworldstore.com and support by donations, 528radio.com. Listen to the music, folks. It's healing and it's uplifting. Restoring your spirituality optimally. Yeah, thanks. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with Sherry Kane signing off for another hour.
Bye for now.